AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the grim milestone of 4 million deaths worldwide from the coronavirus shows the virus is outpacing vaccine distribution and the pandemic is far from over. There's an increase in coronavirus cases linked to the Delta variant. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says people getting the virus are mostly unvaccinated. He says there's been fear-mongering over efforts to go door-to-door to tell people about vaccinations.
For those individuals, organizations that are feeding misinformation and trying to mischaracterize this type of trusted messenger work, I believe you are doing a disservice to the country and to the doctors, the faith leaders, community leaders, and others who are working to get people vaccinated, save lives, and help end this pandemic.
There is a coronavirus state of emergency in Tokyo. With the Olympics about 2 weeks away, fans will not be allowed to watch any events. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the U.S. supports the Games moving forward.
The government of Japan has stressed that public health remains a central priority as they host the Games. Are they prepared to host the Games? And we have stayed in close contact with the Japanese government throughout the planning process and on related public health measures.
Psaki says it's not clear yet if First Lady Jill Biden will be going to Tokyo. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits rose slightly last week. There was a moment of silence today in Surfside, Florida. The search and rescue operation at the site of the condo collapse there is now a recovery operation. Daniela Levine Cava is the mayor of Miami-Dade County.
The number of confirmed deaths is now 60, with 35 victims identified and 34 next of kin notified. 200 people are accounted for and 80 are potentially unaccounted for.
This is AP News. The European Central Bank has a new approach to monetary policy that includes climate change.
The bank says it will start gathering more statistics and analysis on the risks from climate change, and it can consider whether companies are compliant with EU policies on the issues when buying their bonds as part of stimulus programs. The climate focus comes along with a new interpretation of its 2% inflation goal. From now on, transitory periods of above-target inflation will be permitted, reflecting the bank's primary job under the EU treaty to keep inflation stable. The new policy takes effect at the next meeting on July 22. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former Masters and U.S. Open champion Angel Cabrera was sentenced to 2 years in prison on assault charges against his former partner. The 51-year-old Cabrera denied any wrongdoing at his trial. He'll serve his sentence immediately. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.